welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
Well, here's more. The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
Windscreen?
It's that fuzzy ball on the end of the microphone. All the DJs talk into the same one, and they never clean it. DJs, they're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee. An intern with bad hygiene.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Greg Cluxton in Washington. A long-debated foreign aid package is headed to President Biden's desk after Senate approval last night. The bills include tens of billions of dollars in U.S. assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Student protests over the war in Gaza continue to create chaos on college campuses all across the country. Hundreds of demonstrators encamped at Columbia University faced a midnight deadline from the school's administration to leave, but the deadline came and went with no agreement. The United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in war-torn Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. An early check on Wall Street, stock futures are mostly higher this morning, with Dow futures down just a fraction. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Wednesday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing you're supposed to know in morning radio is the day of the week, but I temporarily forgot.
Driving in this morning, I heard in South Carolina, the cicadas are so loud that 911 is getting calls.
What are they going to do?
I know. What? But they say it's louder than a jet engine.
Well, I know that Span put out a tweet the other day showing some of these beasts growing in trees, but This morning, I might recommend, because I think it's still visible. I'm going to go out and smoke, check traffic in a moment and see if it's still visible.
What six, a 6:15. Full moon. Yeah, 6:15. So we have five more minutes before
Christmas. To enjoy, yeah, hit your own personal Shangri-La and take a look this morning. Beautiful full moon. What about the rest of the day?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
So the sunrise was at 6:05. That was 6 minutes ago. And the moon set will be in 4 minutes at 6:15. But a comfortable day ahead, and it's really nice. Good bit of sunshine. Rain chances today, not zero, but I have them under 20% today and tomorrow. Nights are not as cool. Tonight's low 58. Thursday's high 85. In fact, middle 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 60s at night. Lots of sun. A great weekend forecast for here on the Gulf Coast beaches. Of course, obviously cooler at the beach because of the Gulf water only at 70, so highs will be in the 70s there, 80s here. Risk of showers and storms holding off to early next week. Right now, this morning, it is clear. It's a nice morning to take down trees in my yard. It's 52 at 6:12.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Today is April 24th.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I'm starving.
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Have a pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
This little piggy is probably the last one you'd expect to have a national day, but...
Happy National Pig in a Blanket Day.
People love them.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
It's showtime.
Would you like that for the News Talk breakfast special sometime?
Pigs in a blanket. Yeah, you know what? I actually do love pigs in a blanket. And you know what? I like to dip them in mustard.
You would want a link sausage, right?
Yeah.
Wrapped in a pancake and dip it in sausage?
No. Did I say sausage? Mustard.
No. A pig in a blanket is... And we'll get to you in a minute, Jay. Why are you here so early? What happened?
He's not allowed to talk.
Unless I'm wrong, and maybe somebody will correct me in 272-9228, a pig in a blanket is a link sausage in a pancake. You know, like a schmuck in a pancake?
Yeah.
And you put that...
Sorry.
Just a minute. I'm sorry, I'm this way because I hung out with Susan for 3 hours yesterday.
Listen, you.
I need to be fixed.
Nothing from you yet.
Syrup.
Mustard.
I mean syrup.
No syrup.
All right, let's get Jay, and we need a tie-breaking voice.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Thank you. Yeah, because I wanted to talk about this. Pig in a blanket, to my mind, has always been some type of small wiener.
Don't look at me when you...
Wrapped in almost like a croissant-type bread. It's a piece of sausage wrapped in some kind of bread.
Well,
your pancake thing, though, is a great, like...
I make really great pancakes. And the rain... I don't think you like those, do you? You don't ever want those for breakfast, do you?
I'm not... No. I'm not a... not much of a pancake... Or waffle person.
You know, let me look it up.
However, as a boy, Dad would make some great French toast.
Yeah, mine too. He taught me. I make good French toast.
Pigs
as well.
In a blanket in the United States is a small hot dog or other sausage wrapped in pastry.
Yes.
So, it can be, but I think pancake could be a pastry as well.
But
it has to be.
To me, mustard is the only way to go.
Well, because meat's involved.
Right. It depends on what it is, though. If you have sausage wrapped in a pancake, I'm going to dip that in syrup. If you have sausage just wrapped in a croissant-type flaky bread, I'm going to put that in mustard.
Isn't he the diplomat? I mean, he is the... Who was it in the Bible that divided everything in half and everybody went to for was done.
I mean,
like
I'm not trying to be down the middle. I'm just like, this is how I base my dippings on the food I'm putting in the dip. If it's pancakes, it's not going in mustard. It's going in syrup.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not pancakes. You know, you wouldn't do mustard. No.
Well, yeah, but if you wrap sausage in a pancake, you're going to dip that in syrup, not in mustard.
I misspoke. I was thinking it was the pastry.
Did I used to make the challah bread French toast?
But if that's what that is, yeah. That's going in mustard, exactly like you said. Did you what make, Juan?
I've been trying. I bought a package of cocktail smokies.
Yeah, God, I love those.
Oh, I do too. So, how do you like those?
In my mouth.
I like them too. I did 200.
I don't know how differently you make them. I have no idea.
I did 200 consecutive crunches this morning. I think I could. I've earned a pig in a blanket, right?
Sure, go for it.
That never justified.
Yeah, if you're taking cocktail weenies, that needs to go into the pastry bread.
And I had this one idea. I was going to make Rich, for the breakfast special, a big field of beautifully golden scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to separately sear the cocktail smokies and then plant them.
Were you going to make like a Gettysburg breakfast?
What's that?
Just like the field of Gettysburg with the sausage representing the...
Oh, I see, yeah. Because, yeah, you can make
I don't know where you were going. I was just going to... No, you're going weather-related, aren't you?
See...
Gettysburg the landscape is the a disaster.
the landscape is the field of beautifully, perfectly moist, golden scrambled eggs.
Eggs, yeah.
And then the cocktail smokies, I was going to embed them standing up.
Okay.
Upright. To look like... a forest of cocktail smokers.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was going to be prairie dogs or...
anything about that idea.
You on drugs.
Representing the highs and lows on the maps or whatever. I don't know. Something, I didn't know if you were going weather-related.
I mean, it's easy to lay out bacon
like
and
a breakfast
sausage
diorama.
But these little teeny weenies, as good as they are, I want to do a presentation that... can you look that up? Presentation for...
presentation for teeny weenies? I bet I won't get any breakfast responses back.
I'm about to post a meme. I'll show it to you guys. It's a picture of a shirtless Joe Biden over a giant crock pot surrounded by Papua New Guinea natives saying, first, add one uncle. It's the cannibal.
Oh, yeah. Talking about his uncle. Yeah.
Right.
Where does he come up with these stories?
Well...
His handlers must say, oh, my God. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah. And how do we explain that?
I think both of them probably have handlers. Both Trump and Biden have handlers who are like...
Yeah, that's true. Except Trump doesn't listen to his. Ever.
I'm going to go ahead and post this. Because I don't care if somebody doesn't like it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It is 6:18. We have your 18. Wow. It is 6:18:19 news time.
Wow. Man. Is that a panette? What did you say yesterday the other day?
Palindrome. No. By the way, the whole palindrome thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It came up the other day, but there are like 7 of them this month, including today. 4/24/24 reads the same way backwards and forwards.
How about that?
So it's not that unusual, but it doesn't happen again for like 10 more years where you can have that many days in one month that go each way. We're at 6:19. What was the temp?
We're at 52 right now.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying these nice mornings, not man. Bad. Those are going to be going away soon.
Oh, news is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
18:19 News.
The chairman of the Alabama Republican Party is calling a recent television campaign ad both shameless and disgusting. Chairman John Wall reacted to an ad that was put out by California Governor Gavin Newsom, which paints Alabama as a tyrannical state where police chase down young women in order to enforce the abortion ban. Wall says that Governor Newsom disrespected the people of Alabama, mischaracterized the values of this state, and degraded the honorable members of our law enforcement community. Wall says that abortion is a tragedy and that the Republican Party here in Alabama wants to protect life while also helping those in need so that they have other options. The ad that was put out by Newsom and National Democrats will be airing on national networks until May 4th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group
seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Police in Tuscaloosa have arrested a 12-year-old in connection with dozens of vehicle thefts. The juvenile is accused of stealing at least 8 vehicles between March 30th and April 21st. Police say that the 12-year-old would break the windows of the vehicle and then tamper with the steering column in order to take the car. The juvenile is also facing other theft-related charges that involve stolen credit cards. Overall, the suspect is facing 18 felonies. The lineup for the new music festival in Huntsville has been released. The South Star Music Festival will feature Blink 182, Gwen Stefani, Jane's Addiction, and Ludacris, just to name a few. The festival is slated for September 28th and 29th in John Hunt Park. 2024 will be the festival's inaugural year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't buy anything.
Now look at them prices. Man, they really screwed us. I can't afford to pay for groceries. High inflation, gouging the consumers. Money's worth nothing and they're fleecing me. My 401k's going down the sewer. Just lost another $1,000. Maybe I have to cut back on that morning coffee. Maybe I can't fill up my truck. Go to the store, can't afford nothing. Using credit for gasoline. All of my money is phony paper in this terrible economy. Listen here, they're hiking prices. Man, they really screwed us. Blame the greedy, selfish companies. Our government is totally useless. Money's worth nothing. Corporate greed. Money's worth nothing.
Talk 93.1 of MWACV, making statements through song parodies. Remember the thing we did yesterday? What do the three groups have in common?
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I got another one.
Okay.
Today.
Oh, well, that was fun. It was. I mean, it's obvious now to me, but I wasn't thinking along those lines of siblings.
Right. Well, I'm trying to raise the bar here. We're not doing the contest now.
What time is the bar open?
What did these three artists have in common?
I'd give you everything and more, and that's for sure. In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Did these three artists have in common? Stay tuned for the answer.
Oh, man. This is going to be harder today.
Well, I made a commitment.
What are you doing in the 8 o'clock hour? Is that when you're going
to
do it?
Yeah, 8 o'clock hour. I made a commitment to...
Stay all morning?
No more contests for simpletons. We're going to... We give away good stuff here. $20 food out of gift certificate with the pop quiz question following random facts. That's next hour with Jay Scott. Which reminds me, I have the new Food Outlet specials.
The new Food Outlet specials are here.
Which makes me the cool kid on the block. I got to forward this. There's a 14-year-old kid who made the school board walk out. I've got to hear that. But right now, I need the news talk. Food Outlet specials.
Food Outlet. Unless they got pigs in a blanket.
Breakfast returns tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And you want me to do the pigs in a blanket?
Yeah, as long as they're not, it's not pancakes.
No flapjacks.
Yeah, no, just regular pastry. Regular pigs in a blanket.
I like flapjacks once in a while, though.
Oh, I love me some waffles and pancakes.
But we'll have to do the French toast some morning, huh?
Yeah? Well, I don't know if I've made it since you were here, but do you remember the challah bread French toast I used to make?
No, I've never had your French toast.
You have not had French toast until you've had mine. It's a loaf of bread. You cut it thick.
Yeah.
And, I have my own French toast batter.
Batter, yeah. The eggs, right.
And with a couple of spices.
A little bit of powdered sugar, right?
Nothing wrong, because what you really want with French toast is that big chunk of butter melting into it, creating little yellow puddles.
I got you.
And then when you put the syrup on top, it spreads the butter out.
Ooh, I can see it. I can smell it.
It looks like a shiny lake.
I can taste it.
Covered in pollen. All right, let's get where's my Food Outlet special thing here? Hang on one second. Please be patient with me today, friends. The cost plus 10% pricing structure of Food Outlet means you'll save throughout the store. But Wednesday through the following Tuesday, they have various specials that you might want to check out as well, where they mark down items well below cost plus 10%. And this week, that includes Carolina Pride sliced bacon, 12-ounce pack, 2 for $7. If you love bacon, go stock up. No limit. 12 packs, the fridge pack of your favorite Coke products, those are $4.67. I have seen those as high as $9.99. I don't know what happened. I mean, I know there's inflation, obviously. But $9.99 for a 12-can fridge pack at the big chain, that's crazy.
Big box stores.
5-pound bag of Vidalia onions, just $5.91. And the 5-ounce pack in oil or water, and I'm a water guy, Starkist Chunk Light Tuna is $1.
Ooh, there's nothing like...
$1 a can. A
little bit of tuna, Chunk Light Tuna. I love that.
Ramen noodles, a 12-pack, $2.64. And Tony's Pizzeria Pizza. It's always good to have a frozen pizza hanging in the freezer if you get the munchies and it's too late to go out. Pop one in, and 20 minutes later, you have a little slice of heaven. Tony's Pizzeria Pizza, 2 for $7. You save on everything throughout the store, and then they have these specials in addition to that, including the USDA Family Pack of Cube Steak, just $4.67. A pound quarter-length pork chops, $1.68. Those are the specials. Try Food Outlet. I am there. Well, I won't be there this Sunday because I will be in the Big Easy with Easy, the dog. But they have one on Highway 14 in Millbrook at 3543 Highway 14, on Main Street in Prattville, just west of Highway 31. And my place is Coliseum Bush. Say hi to Danny and O'Neill and all the great folks. I don't talk about it enough, but the customer service there is awesome at Food Outlet. Time for our first look at the roads. When we come back, we'll have the timeline for April 24th. Rich Thomas.
Looking around the area, we're not seeing anything in Montgomery that's going to slow you down. We do have a little bit of early morning congestion on the boulevards, I-65 and 85. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka beginning to wake up, put more cars out on the road. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if anything happens to slow you down. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day Cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet 2. Book your cruise today on the Harriet 2 at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. One in three people wouldn't marry their spouse today. Or in the Golden Bachelor's case, 3 months ago. The Cinemark movie theater chain is being sued for underfilling sodas. Which begs the question, who are those people who felt like they didn't have a big enough cup? You can now buy a robot dog with a flamethrower attached, just in case your dream is to be the worst Bond villain ever. And the average American pays over $500,000 in taxes over their life. But isn't it worth it to live in the only country that's won every Super Bowl, baby? This is not headline news.
And that was your timeline.
This is the timeline with Rich. Time is 6:34. You know, I meant to reverse the order on those, but it was negligent.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
I needed that smoking a pancake more than I needed to get it in order. Jeez, I'm so embarrassed.
As we've already discussed, this is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I just got a note. Hang on. Yes. I'm a listener on this pig in a blanket thing. James Seacrest III. No. Pig in a blanket is a cocktail weenie and a dinner crescent type roll. Love y'all show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I made those. Thinking.
Of course.
Crescent, like a crescent type crust.
Yeah,
a
yeah,
pastry
yeah.
crust.
But the breakfast pig in a blanket is a link sausage
that's
wrapped
a thing.
In pancake.
That's totally a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is National Pet Care Day. Pet care is very expensive, but
necessary. Briscoe had a couple of little things yesterday. He goes to the vet, $390 for a couple of...
Okay.
I can't believe... how do people... I'm going to have to start selling key lime pies just to keep up with his monthly needs. It's crazy.
Last week, two routine visits, $1,150. All right? It's International Guide Dog Day. They are amazing creatures.
They are.
And especially when they're working. They're very attentive. Sauvignon Blanc Day. I'll drink to that. I'm actually not a... I don't really like a white wine. I mean, it's okay, but it's Administrative Assistant Day. And back in, when we were growing up, that was...
Secretary's Day.
Yeah. And it's Scream Day, so let it out.
You know, I have a brief film, an educational film. Remember when we went to school?
Yeah.
We had the Britannica films.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is only 43 seconds long, and okay. It explains the tradition behind Secretary's Day.
Okay.
Lights out, please.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
And that's the history of Secretary's
Day. And, well, you know, we have what do they call them? They used to call them stewardesses, and now they are attentive. They are now, what are they called?
Flight attendants?
Flight attendants. Thank you. Good.
More than I do. And
what an idiot. I just can't think this morning.
You know, the second time I worked for our current boss,
mm-hmm.
we had a Secretary's Day luncheon at a hotel ballroom.
Yeah.
150 secretaries and whoever they brought along. And we had a guy that did a dead-on impersonation of Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And we set it up for Clinton to call in the middle of this luncheon. And needless to say, it was wall-to-wall, you know, sexist jokes and stuff. It's very funny. Everybody had a great time. Today, you get skewered for doing such a thing.
Now, it used to be a big flower day in the flower industry, correct?
Oh,
Secretary's
huge.
Day?
Yeah. Huge.
Right?
So now they don't really have a day because everybody's afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. It's such beazle schmias that I can't stand it.
Administrative Assistance Day. It's like there's no garbage men, there are sanitation engineers.
Yeah.
224 years ago, in 1800, the Library of Congress was established with a $5,000 allocation for purchase of such books that may be necessary. The library now contains 30 million books on shelves, 530 miles of shelves. I saw a special on the Library of Congress, 1 hour special, and it was amazing stuff I never knew about the Library of Congress.
That's something I'd like to check out, too.
But there's, you don't have to be a member of the government. Anybody can look at a book in the Library of Congress.
You know, the thing is, those films would be a lot more popular if they would be hosted by naked people. You know, combine the concept of adult entertainment with something educational.
Yeah, watch what you're
saying.
Watch what you're viewing on those computers when you're in the library. 1907, Hershey Park was founded by Milton S. Hershey for the exclusive use of his employees. And this is the day it opened in 1907. It's really, I think it's the first amusement park. The first big deal amusement park.
Now I think Hershey makes most of their chocolate in Mexico.
Yes, they do. It's only a token operation in my niece lives in Hershey.
Yeah, thanks to one jackass in particular.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's only a token operation now in Hershey, but there is a museum and there is a store. 1961, Del Shannon started a 4-week run at number one with Runaway.
I love the. You ever hear the updated version he did of that song?
Runaway?
In the late 80s?
Maybe we could play it.
It was great.
If we have time here. 1945, the Truman was briefed on the Manhattan Project. They finally sat him down and said, "Hey, Harry, got something we want to tell you about."
Yeah.
Now, our song of the day. It peaked at number one on this day in that incredible music year of 1969. School of Broadcasting students, you need a quick song to take you up to the top of the hour and the latest national and international news. How about this 2 minute and 23 second jam?
Sometimes I'm right.
And the Family Stone. That's a good one. 50 years ago today in 74, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were established as an NFL franchise. Also on that day in 74, the legendary comedian Bud Abbott died at the age of 76. You know who's on first is actually in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah.
As it should be.
It is a classic. 1976. Listen to this. Paul and Linda McCartney spent the evening with John Lennon at his New York, Dakota apartment, which I've seen here last May. They watch Saturday Night Live on TV, and the producer of the show, Lorne Michaels, made an offer asking for the Beatles to turn up and play three songs live. Lennon and McCartney thought about taking the cab to the studio, but they decided they were too tired. It was the last time Lennon and McCartney were together. Very interesting. I love that Lorne Michaels offer. You could pay Ringo.
One of the greatest
less.
Bits in SNL history. And he did it with a straight face.
I know, right?
And you can give Ringo less if you want.
1981. IBM Personal Computer introduced. The International Business Machine. Yeah. IBM.
I believe that's it.
And then in 2001 Space Odyssey, it was HAL. One letters off of IBM. 1979, Ray Charles, Georgia on My Mind, was proclaimed the state song of Georgia. He sang the song in the legislature. There wasn't a dry eye anywhere. 2004, Eli Manning was selected by the San Diego Chargers as the number one NFL draft pick. They traded him less than an hour later to the Giants. You know, the young Manning, who has daddy's name, he's supposed to be amazing.
Archie.
I think they call him Arch, but he's supposed to be amazing. 2007, the divorce between Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown was finalized. 2016, Me and Mrs. Jones singer Billy Paul died at 81. What a great song. I love that.
And Mrs. Jones
at the same cafe, 6:30.
Yeah, it was a great song, but man, it was so popular it got it played to death, and it was a ballad.
Oh,
and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
2018 streaming music service overtake worldwide sales of CDs and vinyls for the first time. Birthdays: Kelly Clarkson is 42. Cedric the Entertainer is 60. Doug Clifford, he's the drummer for Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR. He is 79 today. Barbara Streisand is 82. Shirley MacLaine is 90. We're 18 days till Mother's Day, 33 days till Memorial Day, 71 days till the 4th of July, 218 to Thanksgiving, and Christmas is now 245 days away. Now you can play that stinger.
And that is your timeline with your host, Reg Thomas. Did that in the 80s for Crime Story.
How about that?
And he killed himself not long after it came out.
He did. He killed himself when he was a member of the...
Traveling Wilburys.
Yes.
It is 6:45.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Nice morning this morning, and not as chilly as it was the last two mornings. We had 41 the last two mornings. It's a comfortable, warm day again today with a high around 82. Good bit of sunshine. Rain chances today and tomorrow are not zero, but they're under 20%. Nights are not as cool. Tonight's low down to about 58. Tomorrow, look for a high around 85. In fact, I've got us in the middle 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, too. 60s at night. Lots of sun. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. A little cooler down at the beach, of course. They'll be about 10 degrees cooler because of the cooler Gulf water at 70. Risk of showers and storms holding off to the early part of next week. Right now, clear skies. It's 52 at 6:46.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Secretary's Day via Gale from 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head coming up right now.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Thank you very much. I want to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, and they've been here since 1977. Troop Booth runs the place right now. His grandparents opened the store. This is literally a business that is in his blood, that has just been, like the jewelry that he has, it has been passed down generation after generation here, and they're doing that with the store as well as with the jewelry. Troop has a degree from the Gemological Institute of America, so he knows his jewelry. You can call him up at 260-0066 or send a text there if you'd like to and talk to him about maybe the jewelry that you have. Maybe you don't know exactly what it is you've got or what the value of what you have is. Troop can help you out with that. Text him a photo, talk to him about it, probably set up an appointment so that he can take a look at it. None of this is going to cost you. All you have to do is dial that number, 260-0066. Now, to see the inventory that Heirloom Jewelers has, you can go to their Facebook page or their Instagram page. You can also go online to their website, which is heirloomjewelers.com. You'll get not only the collection that they have there, but the history behind all the pieces that are available to you at heirloomjewelers.com. Also, if you've got gold, Troop would like to talk to you. If it is broken gold jewelry, if it is anything that gold coins, something like that, Troop would like to talk to you about that. Gold is at an all-time high, and he's willing to pay that all-time high price to get that gold from you if you would like to sell it. 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
All hail Bo. Bo Hope, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, Bo.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
First of all, I thought that re-release of the Dale Shannon Runaway was the theme to a television show, and then you just confirmed that.
Yeah.
I saw it once or twice. And then, secondly, to expand on Rich's IBM fact, yeah, 1981, IBM released the IBM PC 5150 with the Intel 8088 processor. A few years after that, they released the IBM PC XT, which looked pretty much the same, 5160. And I have one of those in my collection that was actually my aunt's brand new one.
Weren't they late on the PC thing? Because they were more mainframe. They were late in the ball as far as jumping into the PC market. Is that right?
Yeah, in 1977, you had the Tandy TRS-80.
Sure.
The Commodore 80.
Bo, I'm sorry, we're
right
out of time. We got the news coming up here, but
okay.
You're always there for us when we have these kind of questions, and we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks.
Yes.
All right, we have your SRN News replay, the cheap and trashy as we celebrate Secretary's Day.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A long-debated foreign aid package is headed to President Biden's desk after Senate approval last night. The bills include tens of billions of dollars in U.S. assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Student protests over the war in Gaza continue to create chaos on college campuses all across the country. Hundreds of demonstrators encamped at Columbia University faced a midnight deadline from the school's administration to leave, but the deadline came and went with no agreement. The United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in war-torn Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. An early check on Wall Street, stock futures are mostly higher this morning, with Dow futures down just a fraction. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
We are still rolling with it all clear this morning. Not seeing any problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. But traffic is building. We got a lot more cars on the road right now. And we hope you will buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any accidents happen. But again, looking really good right now. Again, and Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your used car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. Is $29.53 for 1,000 finance. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due to finance. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Tomorrow is Secretary's Day. Should I get something for my boss's secretary? God knows she already has everything, including a key to his private condo. Actually, I kind of admire her for only sleeping her way to the middle. Maybe I could buy her some perfume? I'm just not sure where to find Essence of Stripper. I don't know why I hate her. She's definitely a team player, if that's what you call spending a weekend with a professional basketball team. And she certainly has communication skills. You can tell by the way she spends 8 hours a day talking on her cell phone. Ugh. Maybe I'll just get her one of those brass poles. If she spins around in circles long enough, maybe she'll see what it is we actually do around here.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't.
At 6:56, welcome to the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Udell, for this segment. Death comes to the Simpsons.
Uh-oh. What happened?
They killed off a minor character, Larry. One of the guys that's seated around the bar at Moe's Tavern.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
He was a fictional 42. Here is some audio.
Get the hell out of here! All of you!
Huh?
Whoa,
we're leaving.
You too, Slumpo!
Slumpo. I don't like the sound of that squish.
Guys, I think Larry's dead.
Come here. Funerals are stupid. You're all excused from coming to mine.
Good. I had some that day anyway. I didn't have anything that day.
In other news.
Had they ever killed off anybody? I bet not.
I don't know.
I imagine that they have. Again, just, you know, whatever kind of minor character.
Hey, you know what? For enough,
don't!
You can have anybody killed.
They killed off Ned Flanders' wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Kim Kardashian says Taylor Swift should move on. I mean, it's been going on for years. I don't even know what it's about. It's stupid.
Oh, their little spat, their feud?
Yeah, two billionaires bitching at each other. Let's see, Kanye West is going into the porn industry. I'm not kidding.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Oh, a photographer is suing Megan Thee Stallion because he claims she made him watch her with another chick or something like that.
Made him watch her? She made him watch her?
Yeah, why would you have to make any guy watch that? It should be voluntary.
Yeah, not necessarily.
I mean, no, I mean, is that a lawsuit, though? I guess today it is.
I'm not sure.
I'm just glad Megan Thee Stallion is getting her ass sued. That's really all I care about. Post Malone is working at Ben Stiller, I don't know why. Did you see Zoolander?
I did.
God, it's been forever, but yeah, at least once. Yeah.
Well, he made a second one.
Yeah.
Which was a gigantic mistake. It cost $50 million to make the sequel, and it only grossed $29 million at the U.S. box office.
Yeah, that's not very gross.
And Ben Stiller says he's still traumatized by the complete rejection of the movie by fans and everything else. He says, "I'm not even sure what's funny anymore." It isn't Saturday Night Live. Pat Mahomes says he won't host the show because he's afraid of teleprompters.
What?
And here,
afraid,
yeah.
Why is he afraid?
He's a teleprompter phobe.
Why? What's so scary about teleprompters. Where's that fear come from?
Do you remember the famous SNL when the prompters failed skit and they went into pandemonium?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they used to be funny.
Yeah.
He apparently was scarred when a teleprompter fail occurred at the ESPY Awards that nobody watches.
Really?
The Wednesday after baseball's All-Star game.
I didn't know that was some thing that kind of lingered with him afterwards.
But here's the thing. SNL does not use teleprompters.
They use cue cards.
Old-fashioned, big-ass cue cards.
They do. Yeah.
Here's today's Jelly Roll story.
Okay.
Is there a day that goes by that Jelly Roll isn't making news?
I don't know.
He's using his time and money for good.